Well, should you be allowed to buy an invasive weed at a nursery and plant it in your backyard? There are increasing calls for some plants to be pulled from nursery shelves, and one in particular is drawing a lot of attention. Gazania is probably been seen by you on roadsides and in parks with its bright daisy-like flowers. Well, recent research shows the species poses a greater threat to the environment and agricultural sector than previously thought, and advocates want Gazania to be banned from sale. Joining me now is Millie Ross. Many of you will know that name. Millie is a horticulturalist and ABC Gardening Australia's head of research. Millie, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Sally. Talking plants, even the bad ones, is a good thing.
It sure is. Now, it can be a bit tricky on radio, but just tell us again, what exactly does Gazania look like?
Well, I mean, many people might have taken a selfie with it and posted the beautiful wildflowers of Australia in the last few months. It's incredibly beautiful. So it is a big, fat daisy flower. It's in colour ranging from sort of coppers and reds right through to oranges and yellows, which is probably what you see most commonly in the environment. And its beauty and its durability made it a really popular garden plant, but it also is making it a really problematic plant in so many different settings.
How did they get here?
Well, like lots of plants, they were, I think they came in as an ornamental plant. You know, we are a difficult climate in many places to grow plants. And so they're a South African plant. They would have come in as a garden ornamental, a very beautiful ornamental. I remember as a young nursery worker, you know, gazing into their eyes and thinking, gosh, these are just absolutely beautiful. But of course, you know, a plant that's that tough, it's incredibly drought tolerant, beautiful waxy leaves, which keep the heat off it, and an ability to make a lot of seed, which is adapted to a lot of different environments. And without those controls that it has in its natural setting in South Africa, it has proven to be a plant that can move well and truly out of that garden area and into the landscape.
So researchers at La Trobe University, they've been studying this plant. What have they found about Gazania?
Well, it's really interesting for me as a gardener, and, you know, people love plants for lots of different reasons, but it's really interesting to me that this one is getting so much attention. And the reason it is because, you know, it's been a problem for a lot of land care groups would have been dealing with gazanias in bushland settings for the last sort of 20 years, but it's more recently started to move into a lot of agricultural lands. And what Dr. Ali Bajwa and his team have been doing is looking at the genuine viability of the seed to survive in all sorts of environments, to sit there for a long period of time, to germinate on the soil surface, to germinate even if you bury it. And of course, they're looking at ways that people might actually kill this plant. So if it's in a paddock, and there's some amazing footage just recently of entire, you know, as far as the eye can see to the horizon, gazanias filling agricultural paddocks. And so, you know, really they've been looking at how, and they've really found that it's tougher than they thought. We always knew it was a tough plant, but what the research is showing that it's even tougher and it's even more adaptable to so many different situations. And then the other side of that is there's only one way really that people would even think of killing it, and that is using herbicides, using chemicals. Mm. And when a plant is, you know, has a lovely waxy leaf coating that protects it from the heat and the environment, it also is quite hard to even apply a spray that's going to kill it. So they've been looking at different regimes for killing these plants. And yeah, I mean, I think it's really important research. It's sad to me that a plant has to move into an agricultural setting to get the funding for research, because so many land care groups and so many volunteer hours go into trying to get problematic species out of our natural environment. But look, they're really going for this one because, of course, it is a plant that people commonly see available for sale, which is a conversation that we do need to have. And I'm really, really pleased that this poster plant, as beautiful as it is, well, it can take the hit. As far as I think, you know, Gazania can take the pressure.
So it turns out you can be pretty and feral at the same time, from what you're
completely
saying.
And, you know, the beautiful thing about the research, and Dr. Ali You know, I spent a bit of time with them at La Trobe discussing this and filming a story for Gardening Australia. But, you know, they really are engaging on that social level. Mm. And I think that's the thing that's really important to remember is, you know, people love plants for different reasons.
There's a lot of emotion with choosing plants, isn't there, often?
Completely. Mm. Or there's the complete other side of the spectrum, which is people are just seeing a beautiful thing in front of them and thinking, oh, well, that'll do well, you know, on our driveway. So I think that it's important that with all these conversations, and this is a great thing to be having, that we do kind of respect each other. We understand that your grandmother might have grown this gazania, you know. Someone might have given it to you that was really meaningful to you. But we are at a point where our natural environment and now our agriculture environment is under so much pressure, so many different pressures at the moment. Mm. And if we can find ways to stop feeding the beast of pressure, then I do think that it's a really good thing to do. And I don't expect people to know as much about plants or think about plants as much as we do, as the, you know, the National Gardening nerds. But I do love that this conversation is happening and people can contact their local member, can write to the Environment Minister to really contribute to this conversation about how we tackle this issue now, but also over the next decades.
Now, Millie, I need to tell you that our political correspondent, Mel Clark, is a keen gardener. She actually came in early to the studio for her political slot, and she's a bit of a fan of yours, and Squid the dog as well, Mel.
I was hoping Squid might make an appearance, but it might be a bit hard on a radio show.
Squid is literally in the room looking at me with those little eyebrows that go up when you hear your name. But look, we love gardening, and we love plants. I mean, I love gazanias. They're so beautiful, you know, but I think it is really important that we have these conversations and we put our emotions aside and we really look at the pressure that our natural environment and our wider environment is under. And if we want to use this as our poster plant to do it, then I'm all for it. I can't wait for a t-shirt that, you know, that says get the gazania. But it's a really important issue, and the work that's been done is, I think, really putting it on a lot of people's front pages. And hopefully everyone will hang up finish the show today by walking outside and pulling one out of their garden.
Yeah, I'll also have to get some help from you, Millie. Yesterday I showed a picture to Mel Clark of I've been growing carrots for the last 2 months.
And when you say you've been growing carrots,
well,
Sally.
That's maybe an exaggeration. I pulled one out, Millie, and it looks like a wonky toothpick, basically, after
oh,
2 months
so good.
Of love and care. So, Mel's a better gardener than me.
Mm. We'll get Millie back for some advice for all of us, I think.
All right, we better let you and Squid go. Good to talk to you, Millie. Thank you.
No, thanks for shining a light on this beautiful problematic plant.